This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. Madeline Puckett is a wine expert with a special knack. She clearly lays out what you need to know about a wine so that you can pick a good bottle and thoroughly enjoy it, no matter if you're kind of baffled by wine or one of the savvy folk. Valpolicella is a wine I want to talk to her about. Madeline, good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So, Madeline, Valpolicella, give us a bit of orientation.
Certainly. This is a region in northern Italy. It's just north and northwest of the city of Verona, all the way to Lake Garda. As you head into the foothills, that's where you find some of the best vineyards. And the focus there is on a red wine. We call it a Valpolicella blend because it's a blend of multiple grape varieties. The top ones to know are Corvina, Rondinella, Corvinone, and Molinara. And in fact, I think even on the low end, there's different levels of quality there. It continually improves. And one of the things I noticed while I was there was that the winemakers and the viticulturists seem to be focused on what about this blend makes it so good. And they've noticed getting the right flavors, the beautiful cherry, the sort of cinnamon, the chocolate aromas, those all seem to come, for the most part, in the best quality from the grape Corvina and the other one, Corvinone.
Ah. Now, there's sort of a code to understanding Valpolicella. You do this thing on your website. I love it. It's so clear. Could you explain the Valpolicella pyramid? Okay.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the countries, France and Italy, use sort of a classification system to sort of identify what level of wine you're getting. And Valpolicella has basically five classifications, starting at Valpolicella Classico, and ending on the top with Recioto. So there's Valpolicella Classico, Valpolicella Superiore, and the difference between those two is Superiore has a higher quality standard for the grapes that are coming in. So they're looking at the grapes, the sweetness levels of the grapes, and they're going, that is Superiore level, and these are just going to go to Classico.
Ah.
Then, this is where it starts to get interesting. Valpolicella Superiore Ripasso and Amarone della Valpolicella. Amarone is definitely now Valpolicella's flagship red wine. And Amarone has a very special winemaking process where they actually dry the grapes till they've lost about 40% of their liquid and then press.